Hello?
Hello, my name is Anastasia. Returning your call for customer support. How can I help?
Yeah, I had called earlier. There are three charges on my account that I did not make. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke with Brittany. She said she found two of them, but she did not find the third.
Okay. And can I have your zip code to better assist you?
16001.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
And can I also have your first and last name?
Virginia Steitner.
And can you verify your address while your account pulls up?
405 Mercer Street in Butler, PA.
It's taking a while for your account to load up. Yes, ma'am. I do see where you went online and got a. You were fully refunded for both.
Yeah, there were three charges on my account, and she only could refund me for two.
It's only three.
What's that?
It's only three.
It's only three?
It's only two.
No, on my account, there's three.
On my account, it's two.
Well, then what do I need to do to prove to you guys that there's three? Because I want the third one removed as well.
It's not a third one. It's two.
I'm telling you, on my account, there are three.
On my account, it's two.
Okay, that's fine. What do I need to do to prove to you that there are three on my account?
You can't prove it because you can't prove us anything because it's, when we can pull up your name, it's only two.
Okay. On my checking account, there are three charges. Do I need to print out a statement or something and send it to you guys?
We don't accept emails. We don't accept mail.
I know. You guys don't accept anything.
We don't.
Okay, well, then you'll accept a call or a letter from my attorney because I'm telling you there are three charges on my account. Who do I need to send a letter to? Hello?
I'm still here. I hear you.
I'm sorry?
It's two on my email. What are the dates of the charges that's showing on your account?
12/5 is the last one.
12/5, which is 12/3 supposed.
No, I have a 12/5, a 12/3.
What's the amount?
11/29. 67 something. It's the same as the one on 12/3.
Are you sure it's not a refund?
I'm positive. It's a debit. It's money taken out, not money put back in.
Is it the same phone number on both of the charges?
Yes.
Okay, well, you can call your bank because we refunded you everything.
No, you didn't, because there are three charges. You only refunded two.
Ooh, I lost your cushion.
Hello, my name is Shanta. I'm a supervisor here. I just came in on the end of it here. You're saying there's three charges that are billed from our company?
Yes, there are.
Okay, what are the amounts that are billed and the dates?
Let me get the exact amounts. I already gave it to her once.
I'm sorry, I'm a different individual. I'm just trying to see what's going on to better assist you.
I know. Was that person I was just speaking to not a supervisor?
No, ma'am. I'm actually a supervisor. That's why I gave my title
okay.
When I came to the line. I'm sorry.
Because the second time I called, I asked for a supervisor because the first time Brittany was unable to help me. So I thought this person that had just called me back was also a supervisor because
no,
that's
ma'am.
Who I requested to speak to.
When you call back, then you got a regular representative. I'm sorry there, Miss Virginia.
No, I was supposed to have a supervisor call me back.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I am here to assist you, so I just want to help get to the bottom of it.
All right. First charge was on 11/29, but Brittany told me she sees 11/28. That was $5.74.
Yes, ma'am, because with any cards, if it processes, you know, it takes about 1 to 2 days for it to go through for your card company. And that 28th was, let me see here, let me get my calendar, I'm sorry. The 28th was actually on a Monday, so yeah, it posted on the 29th for you. And I did show that one, $5.74.
And then there was 12/3 for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. And you see, I do see that one as well. So that's the only thing we charged with $5.74 and $67.32. And then you was refunded $67.32 today, as well as $5.74 today. But there's no additional charges besides those two that we're showing. But if you can
okay,
have your...
On my account is showing $12.05.22 for another $67.32.
All right. So look off to the side of those charger, that second one you showed on 12/5. Let me see. Where's my calendar? 12/3 was on a Saturday. Okay, so 12/3 fell on a Saturday, and then 12/5 fell on a Monday. Typically, it takes 1 to 2 days. So you're showing the 3rd and the 5th as both showing as a deduction from your account,
yes,
or is it
I
showing
am.
A pending on 3rd and a successful on the 5th?
No, it's showing successful on both.
On both. It just struck me as odd because you were showing a date off from the first charge we took out, and then the second charge you're showing spot on. So that's why I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. All right, so off to the side of those 6732 charges, there's a cluster of numbers. Do those numbers, are those the exact same numbers on both of the 6732s?
I would have to look. Right now I'm on my phone, and I cannot see my account, so I would have to look for that later.
Okay. Well, if you can, I can definitely get the account notated. My name is Shanta, last name Barnes. If you can have your bank call in and confirm that there are two charges, like I said, we're only showing one. And when we have that bank on the recorded line, we can see, you know, if there's any other thing that is applying. But I wish I could show you the screen that I'm seeing. I have no reason to give you any false information because that's not in my character. We only pulled out two charges and we refunded both of those charges today.
Okay. Well, when I can get into my account, I will look to see if those numbers are the same or if they are different.
Yes, ma'am.
But neither of them were saying pending.
Okay, I understand. Yes, and once you get in, like I said, give us a call back. You can have your bank give us a call back. But we are here 24 hours, 7 days a week. We never close. So even if you see it around 11 o'clock at night, give us a call back. Or 2 o'clock in the morning, give us a call back. We are here.
I won't look at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Thanks for offering. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Let me go ahead and get this notated. I did speak to you, so when you do call back, they'll be able to know what we discussed and where to pick up where we left off.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Let me take a look here. And you see, just to make sure that there's no two accounts, just to be on the safe side.
That's
and the last
what
he four.
Asked me as well.
Yeah. And the last four is 0245. The MasterCard.
For what?
The MasterCard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Let me see here.
Which I want you guys to delete that number, too.
Yeah, it's all we can see is the last four, but yes, ma'am. Most definitely. We have no additional reasons for that. One moment here. Yes, ma'am. So when I did go back to view it, to see what that last four, it comes up with only those three order numbers. Order number ending in 465. Then there was 782. Well, I'm sorry. I said three because I'm stuck on the word. I'm stuck on three because I know you're seeing three charges, but it's two order numbers, 465 and 782. That was refunded.
Okay. Yeah. She gave me those numbers and I wrote them down.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'll double
okay.
check my account.
Yes, ma'am. Please do. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That's not a small amount. That's a little big chunk of change. So, yeah, please do give us a call. We can see what's going on.
All right. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome again, Ms. Virginia. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.